Good morning. We're continuing with Adam Hilchos Shabbos Klal Hey. We're learning Siman Vav. This the limud of Halakas Neiris and Tosefer Shabbos is sponsored anonymously. The schus for those who need shidduchim. So we've touched on all of the ideas that the Chayyadim will speak about in Siman Vav, and now let's see that inside. Afilu Dabar Shehu Mishum Shvus also b'Ben Hashmoshes im loy Dabar Shehu Nechmas b'Torid. So even if the Rabbanan is not automatically permitted during Ben Hashmoshes, it is also, there's an exception. If it's a Nechbaz B'Torah, the person has a tremendous pressure he needs to do this Rabbanan. So according to the Shita Rebbe, which we Paskin like, then the Rabbanan will be Mutter. So even according to the Rebbe, it's only if it's Nechbaz B'Torah or the Tzarech Mitzvah. As he gives an example, with the Rabbanan, which normally would be also on Shabbos, because it's Ben Hashmoshes and it's a significant need, it's going to be mutter. The example is the Tvilas Kalim. Kiyon Shein Lo Kalim, mutter la Tvilim. The person buys Kalim from a non-Jew. The halacha is that he has to be toibel them, number one. Number two, he cannot use the Kli until he is toibel them. So it comes out when the person is toibel the Kli, he's changing the Kli from being unusable to be usable. See, well, there's no physical change in the Kli. The halachic change of the Kli is akin to fixing the kli. So there is an issur d'rabbanan called tikkun mana, taking a kli which is broken and fixing it. The issur d'rabbanan goes under the umbrella of the issur d'oraisa of makom hapatish, which is completing something. So tikkun mana is either like makom hapatish, or arguably it's like bona, it's like building something. So Chazal asked the tikkun mana mid'rabbanan, and the tikkun mana, not only a physical tikkun, a physical way of fixing a kli, but even this halachic way of fixing the kli, moving it from being not tovel and therefore usher to use, to being tovel and being mutter to use, is usher on Shabbos. However, the Chayyadim says that bring Ben Hashmoshes, because if there's a significant need, for example, the person has no other kalim, everything broke, and he bought new kalim, and he realizes Ben Hashmoshes, he realizes, oh my gosh, I was not able to kalim. So one will be allowed to be tabled the kalim during Ben Hashmoshes. That would be an example of a derabbanan, which is mutter Ben Hashmoshes because it is a significant need. The Chayyadim moves on to a case where one may not do a derabbanan during Ben Hashmoshes. To do so, we have to give a little bit of background. Chazal asked being mafresh trumas and meisers on Shabbos. And again, it goes under the concept of tikkun mana. It's akin to the concept of tikkun mana. Before one is mafresh truma and ricers, the produce is also to eat. Through being mafresh trumas and ricers, one is making the produce mutter to eat. So there is a tikkun taking place, which is also to do on Shabbos. It's a people's mind that's perceived along the lines of fixing something. It's a form of tikkun mana. And Chazal asked it under the umbrella of the Isser of Tikkun Mana. We already pointed out, however, there's an exception, which is one is allowed to be Mafresh Meiser from Demai. But Vanai, one is also to do on Shabbos, and one is also to do not only on Shabbos, but even Ben Hashmoshes. Chala, when a person makes a dough, the Torah commands us that he has to remove a portion and give it to the Kohen, and it's called Hafrashas Chala. We do not give it to the Kohen nowadays for two reasons. One, we do not know for sure who is a Kohen. And even if we have a Kohen which is a Meyuchas, the law is that the Challah, which is Tomei, has to be burnt. It cannot be eaten. It's an Issa D'Raisa to eat it. So there's no reason to give it to the Kohen. Just burn it instead. So we're Mafresh Challah, and then we destroy it. We burn it. Midaraisa, the mitzvah of challah, only applies in Eretz Yisrael. So moving on to the next step, the mitzvah of the rice of Hafrashas Challah only applies to a dough in Eretz Yisrael. If a person was not mafresh it while it is dough, a person can be mafresh it after it's been baked. A person forgot to be mafresh when they made a dough, and they bake it, they can still be mafresh challah. There's some details of how to do that, which requires a different shear. So it comes out one may not eat it beforehand. One needs to be mafresh it. If they weren't mafresh it when it's a dough, they can be mafresh it after it's already baked and ready to loaf of bread. However, there's going to be a case, so here a person has a need for this bread. Can I eat the bread? And that should be akin to what we said before. If there's a significant need, the rabbanon should be mutter. Banish mushes. But Chayyadim says, no, that's not true. That over here, in Chutz La'aretz, one cannot be mafresh challah during banish mushes. So the question is, why not? And this is a cliffhanger. We will leave you hanging until next year. Meanwhile, have a good day.